you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is episode number 152, and I am your host, Mike Ercolano, here with my co-host and client success coach at Next Generation Training Center, Kelly Krause.
Hello, everybody.
Today, our show is dropping on Halloween, so we wanted to bring you the fun topic of how to be healthy during Halloween, right? Yes. With candy floating around, especially people with kids, you know, it could be a catalyst and a jumping off point of you know, the holidays, right? The holiday season. Most people start getting fat around now.
It's a very tempting holiday, right? I mean, look at it. Everything is there's so much candy in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know
everywhere.
What I mean? An assortment, right? Of all your favorites. It's it's horrible. It's horrible for anybody who is trying to stay on track.
Right. And usually in very large bags too, right? It's
not
just like one piece
yes.
of candy. Like it's very easy to buy an entire bag of candy and
right. And but to add to that, so this you don't have kids, but this whole trunk or treat thing, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. So now instead of going like house to house, they do these events called trunk or treat at people's cars in a parking lot. So they just did it at Brundage last weekend. So people aren't coming to your house anymore is my point. But
oh, really?
How,
so it's being done in lieu of
no,
of that?
It's I think it's taking away from the house-to-house trick-or-treating. So my point with that is if you're not involved in that, you really don't need to buy a huge bag of candy.
Oh, all right.
Because I think we get two kids. And we have like a great little neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we moved here because I was all excited, like, yay, we finally have a house. We're finally going to, you know, be a part of this whole Halloween thing. And then nobody came. And then I heard about this trunk or treat and I'm like, what is that? Oh, well, on the weekend, you go from car to car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you remember hoofing it up and down?
Well, yeah, of course.
These driveways and these hilly houses and like killing it and who had the best candy. Like, I think I'm kind of sad. It seems to be over.
Interesting. I didn't realize that was like kind of taking away from, I knew it was part of it. And I know like a lot of businesses do a trunk or treat. Mm-hmm. They do it for their, you know, especially if like you're a business that deals with kids. But, you know, I've heard other businesses also doing it as like a promotional event. Like you do a trunk or treat where you get local businesses to come and they have their trunk. And like, you know, it's a way to, you know, do an event on like a Saturday afternoon, but also promote other businesses. But I didn't realize it was something that kids were doing and not going out on actual Halloween.
I could be wrong, but I think definitely the younger kids too. Because Halloween's on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, but that's always been part of it.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
always like
dragging up for the next day.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess it's interesting you say, because like, I now live on a main road. I've never lived on a main street before in my life. Like from growing up in Vernon, I was like, if you tried to walk up my road in Vernon, you'll never make it to the top because we live on the side of a mountain and it's like extremely steep. I know because I actually used to have to walk up it to get the bus, which doesn't happen anymore either, I don't think. But, you know, but so like we never had trick or treat except for our neighbor who's Josh, who now just got married, and but yeah, because he was significantly younger than me, so like he would come and like his parents would actually drive him on his way out to like a different neighborhood.
I gotcha.
So like just because they're neighbors, but like we never got anything either. And then you know, I lived in apartments, and I finally, you know, the house I'm in now, last Halloween was our first one there.
Oh yeah, what happened?
And nobody, not one single kid.
And like, you have a great road.
We're on a main street. Like we have people walking by all the time, like, you know, day and night. And like last night it was weird. I was coming home. I pulled into my driveway probably about, I don't know, 8 o'clock or so. And, there was like a group of like a family with kids and they were like dressed up. And I'm like, it's not Halloween. Like
dressed up like Halloween dressed
up? Yeah, in like costume and like walking down the block. Like they didn't stop at my house. Or maybe they did and I just wasn't home yet because they were down the block when I pulled in. But I'm like, why are they out tonight? Like it's not even like...
Like it makes
even
no sense.
Even if they were trying to do it on like a weekend because Halloween's on a Tuesday, it's not even a weekend. It's Thursday night.
None of it
so anyway,
sense.
So I don't know. Last year we got nobody, zero, which is very, very weird because like I said, it's a busy street. But I don't know. I guess maybe it's not really a thing as much. Like when I was a kid, it was it was a big thing. You know, we'd always go out.
Right.
You know, we'd go out the night before, you know, for Goosey Night or whatever, or the Friday before or whatever, Mischief Night, Goosey Night.
Yeah.
And we'd go out on Halloween.
So fun. Yeah, I think it's a dying fun holiday. But, you know, the other thing I realized now here in Randolph when we moved here, everybody went to one neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did growing up, too.
Okay, so we really only had one
neighborhood that we could, like, being in Vernon, everything was so spread out.
Well,
and
you
like,
were way out there.
We couldn't really just walk around the streets, but I didn't realize, like, I guess that's kind of the same around here, right? There's neighborhoods that... Mm-hmm.
In our neighborhood, that's like the perfect little U.
Yeah.
Like people would see us coming and turn off the lights. Like, I swear to God, there's probably in 25 houses, I think 3 people actually opened their doors and had candy.
Really?
Yes. And then I'm like, and then I found out, I'm like, oh, we're supposed to go, you know, to that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then you go to that neighborhood.
The rich neighborhoods.
And it's packed.
Right.
And then I feel bad. Like, here I am dropping my... Now that's where everybody's going. I almost feel like I should donate candy to
you. You live in a million-dollar home. You got to... You know, in a neighborhood next to a lot of other million-dollar homes, you're going to expect a lot of kids coming to your house. What is the worst thing you've ever gotten on Halloween? Like, as, like, going door-to-door?
Oh, the worst thing?
Yeah. Whether it's a type of candy or
it's Good and Plenty's.
Good and Plenty. You don't like those?
Absolutely not. Yeah. You can keep it.
Yeah. What about like change? Do you like getting change?
that used to happen too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You think that happens
from the old
anymore?
People, you get change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated that. Even now, I would accept the change over the candy though. I'll take the money.
I know.
I'll take the money.
No, I remember getting change. But I mean, as far as candy goes, what's your least favorite candy?
Oh man,
what would you be like? No, just keep it.
That's a really great question. I don't know. I like all candy, I think.
You do? Like, you like black licorice?
I love black licorice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so
I shouldn't say I love it. I do like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I guess like that's not what I'd be hoping to get on on Halloween, you know. Hopefully I get like a king size, one of the large big bars, you know.
Yeah.
Which I guess goes right into our 3 tips of healthy Halloween today, which the first tip is to stick with fun size candy only. So
yes.
let's get into the topic.
All right.
So today's show is about the 3 tips for a healthy Halloween. And the first one is not to choose the king size candy bar,
right,
and is to choose the fun size candy bar. You are going to rich neighborhoods and they're giving your kids the king size because it's always great to get, you know, but it's definitely not good for your health. And, you know, those large candy bars, the king size, they could probably be upwards of, you know, probably 500-600 calories with 50 grams of sugar,
more.
So it's a very tempting time of year, and it's not, we're not saying to just kind of, you know, try to be completely... restrictive and ignore and not enjoy it. You know, with all the candy around, it could, you know,
it's a big one.
Right. It could very easily, be something where it either takes over your life or not. So just moderate it, right? Just like in anything else, moderation is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it is something you enjoy, you know, eating candy and it's everywhere in front of you and your kids are bringing it home, limit it to 1 or 2 fun size pieces a day,
mm-hmm.
right? Like keep the quantity, because at the end of the day, eating the smaller size or the larger size, like, are you really getting more satisfaction out of the bigger size anyway?
I think the fun size is perfect. It takes
right.
that craving away.
It takes the craving away.
That's
and,
genius.
You know, it's all mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really mental. You're not enjoying the larger size anymore. It's not like you get done with a couple pieces and you're craving to eat the rest of it, right? You're just eating it because it's there and you're eating it and like you feel like you need to. So like stick to the fun size. It will definitely help with that craving. It'll help give you that satisfaction that you need without, you know, consuming way too much of it. Tip number 2, which kind of goes against our entire introduction too. Apparently they're not doing this anymore either, but tip number 2 is to walk with your kids. You know, don't be that parent that did what Kelly did and just drop your kids off in the in the cul-de-sac or whatever at the neighborhood, which I guess, I mean, if your kids are older, they don't really want to walk with you anyway.
I walked with my kids for many years.
Right. So, but walk with your kids. Don't be lazy and just drop them off, or even worse, drop them off from house to house and pick them up and drive them to the next house and sit in your car while they go up to the front door.
Well, I say, you know, use that to get your steps in and use that to see how many steps you can get in over whatever your normal number is.
Right.
You know, because especially in the rich neighborhoods, you can't walk across the lawn.
True.
You gotta go up and down the driveway and then the sidewalk or whatever. So, you know, kind of make that be a challenge of how many steps you can get in on Halloween. See how many you can get.
Right, right. And yeah, if you don't have kids, go walking anyway. Just don't talk to any strange kids or random kids. Yeah, don't be a creep. Don't get arrested for trying to get your exercise in. But yeah, you know, like we said, you know, it's a good opportunity. Not that that's going to be a game changer, right? Like if you go and get an extra 30 minutes of walking in that day because you're out with your kids on Halloween, it's not like you're going to drop an extra 20 pounds because of that. But it does, every little bit does help in, you know, mitigating any of the damages you could be doing by, you know, having some candy around in your house. So, which brings us to our third tip, which is clean out your house right away, ASAP. As soon as Halloween's over, don't let the candy stay, you know, in your drawers or in your cabinets or laying around on your counter or even in your kids', do they carry the little pumpkin basket things anymore?
Yeah, I think they still do pillowcases.
Or pillowcases.
Same thing, yeah.
You know, I guess if you want to really be a dick and you could take the candy away from your kids, but at the very least, you know, clean out what you have access to. Don't keep it around because it very easily leads to mindless eating and that, again, those calories add up, that sugar adds up, the difference in your, you know, your blood sugar that changes throughout the day if you're doing something to help mitigate that, and all of a sudden middle of the day you're eating a piece of candy or two. Now all of a sudden that turns into a habit that you don't need to be to be having. So
yeah, just get rid of the temptation. You'll feel so much better.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's the biggest thing, right? It is the temptation. Mm-hmm. If it's there, then it's a lot easier to obviously give into that. Mm-hmm. That, and it's mental, right? If it's not there, even if you're craving it, there's nothing you do, right? You don't have it. It's not there. So you find ways to move on from it. And you do move on from it, right? It's an emotional response, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure it's not in the house.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to give a little plug that we collect Halloween candy here. So if you have leftover candy, bring it here. We give it to veterans who thoroughly appreciate it because you guys usually donate chocolate and the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have a bin here. Once we fill up a 30-gallon tub, we'll be done. But, you know, get rid of it. Bring it here. It's going to a good cause and it won't be in your face.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's my least and most favorite donation we do of the year because I hate having candy laying around here.
Oh, I know.
It's so easy to give into the temptations. But that's why we're here preaching this, right? Because we're strong.
Absolutely.
We're mentally strong. We know how to say no and not let it get out
of
hand.
Consume us.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, just to kind of give an overall message of this or overview of this, it's not about eliminating or trying to ignore it or telling yourself or like restricting yourself. You're not going to have anything because that's just not practical,
no.
Right? That's no way to live. If you do enjoy, you know, this time of year and you enjoy having a little piece of candy after Halloween or, you know, just don't let it lead from Halloween through the end of the new year, right? Or the start of the new year. Because that's what a lot of people do. You know, kind of how I started this episode, you know, it's the start of the holiday season for most people. And by that, I mean, it's the start of eating like crap for most people and saying, I'll wait till the new year. There's candy around now. You know, in a month, it's going to be Thanksgiving and then the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. It's all surrounded with food and booze if you're old enough. Don't let this turn into bad habits. One of those habits being, you know, consuming candy and chocolates and around all your meals. Cause that turns into, you know, a habit. People start craving chocolate after their dinner.
I
and
do. It's so bad.
I still do too.
Lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. And I, you know, I do the Dove dark chocolates.
Okay. That's a good idea. But again, portion size, right?
Yeah. But it just happens. Like, is it physical? Is it mental? Is it both? But like, I feel as soon as I'm done, I'm like, where's my, like that. That's how strong it is.
Me too. Same way. It's definitely mental. You know, it's not like your body needs a piece of candy.
Right.
It's definitely mental. So.
Yep. So don't let it take you over.
Yep.
But enjoy it too. It's fun.
Absolutely. Right. And that's part of it, right? Enjoying life, enjoying these things in life. You know, because it comes around once a year, and even though it feels like it comes by faster every year, you know, it's only here for a short period of time. So enjoy it with your kids, and especially if they're younger, don't. Yeah, you know, at some point you'll be like Kelly, just dropping your kids off where they don't want anything to do with you walking around. And but until then, you know, make sure you, you enjoy the time. Right.
Yep. So. And please write in your comments what your favorite Halloween candy or your least favorite Halloween candy is, because I'm curious. They did it on the radio when I was driving home this morning, and they didn't. They asked the question, but they didn't like. I didn't get to hear anybody call in, so I was curious as to what's the candy people don't like.
Yeah. And I'm going to put a little more thought into that, too.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your answer. I got to figure that out.
So maybe by next episode, I'll have an answer for you.
Okay.
Any final thoughts on this topic?
No. Like you said, enjoy the holiday. Restriction's not going to get you anywhere. Just take it in stride and just pay attention to yourself and what you're doing.
Good final word of advice there. And we thank all of our listeners. And until next episode, until Friday, when our Ask Next Gen episode comes out, thank you for listening and be well. Thank you for listening to the Next Gen Radio Podcast. If you got any value out of this episode, can you please do us a favor and help us grow our audience by subscribing and leaving us a 5-star review on your preferred podcast platform? If you live in the Randolph, New Jersey area, we have a special gift just for our listeners. Get 7 days of our Platinum Personal Training Package at Next Gen for free. To claim your free 7 days, click the link in our show notes, fill out all of your information, and one of our certified personal trainers will contact you ASAP.